is my type of music. I love that. That is Milena, and she's joining me live in the studio. That is superb.
Thank you.
That is superb. Thank you, Michelle. I love that. Now, that's called Every Day. That's taken from the album. We are going to talk about it a little bit later because you're going to be singing live. And we've got loads to ask you. So thanks for coming in today, along with Steve.
Hello, Steve.
He said he wasn't going to talk, and he just said hello, like with no microphone. Good morning, Steve.
Morning.
And Steve is manager. Is he your manager?
He could be, yes. He could be. Let's see how he's going to do today.
Yeah, exactly. Now, you're a singer-songwriter and pianist as well. You were born in Montenegro.
Yes, I was born in Montenegro, but I've been living for a long time in the UK, so I'm British.
Tell us about what it's like there.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's sunny. It's only 2.5 hours away from here. So you can take the plane from Gatwick and you're on a sunny beach. Not at this particular moment of the year. Well, I'm classically trained.
Yep.
A guitar player, actually. Oh. Yes. So piano is my second instrument that I love to play more than guitar. But yes, I come from the musical family. My father used to play guitar. My sister is a classically trained piano player and flute. My brother plays double bass. My grandfather used to play violin. So I guess it was normal just to embrace in music. And I remember as a kid, our parents never, ever, ever told us any stories, nighttime stories. They would just put a record on and we would just drift away with some jazz. Yes, my father was very much into jazz. So he took me on to find the funk and disco and soul. My mom likes pop. I think I take that from my mom.
As you said, you've been singing since a very young age, but you also appear on quite a lot of TV shows as well.
Yes, as a child, I was a little star child. It was a long time ago, before YouTube and and Facebook. Yes, I've done loads of TV shows, festivals. And I guess when you're young, you don't even think about it. I just remember I would be playing football and my father will say, "Oi, let's go. We have a singing rehearsal. We have a choir. We have a TV show." So I had a really happy childhood, to say that. Yes.
And you used to do a lot of festivals and stuff. You sang singing stuff.
Yes. In old Yugoslavia also, which was Slovenia and Macedonia and Serbia. So it was bigger then, I guess.
Obviously big. So have you found anything? Have you gone on to YouTube to have a look to see if you can see anything?
Yes, you can, actually. Yes. If you go to my YouTube channel, there is few programs that I look different.
So you've got little, when you little girl,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You do all your harmonies and vocal arrangements and stuff. And for other people, who have you worked with?
Yes, I'm glad that you mentioned that because the track that we just listen every day, the second part of the track, it's all about harmony. So it's a three-part harmony that it makes the melody. So it's not just, there is no lead, actual lead. And yes, I've been singing Bibis on my album, but I also had lovely Lizabel, who is a friend of mine, amazing singer-songwriter on her own, with the album coming up. So I'm glad that I can work with such talented people.
When you're putting harmonies together, do you just do everything by ear?
Well, depends, yes. Sometimes it happens on the piano. Sometimes you might have a glass of red wine at the evening and the inspiration will come. It really depends. Anything can provoke you. Usually I get inspiration on the bus stops.
Yeah.
Also, so there is no rules. Yes. Obviously, you need to know your harmonies. You need to know where the song goes. And sometimes beautiful, magical things happen in the studio also.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't know we can do this. Let's do that.
Playing live is what most musicians live for. But also going to the studio, as you said, can be really good fun because you're putting down your baby, if you like, your work. How many instruments do you actually play?
Well, two.
Two.
And triangle, three.
Not at the same time. No. But you're playing keyboards for us today. And tell us about this track that you're going to play.
Yes, I'm going to play the acoustic version of the song I Know. There is the same song as a dance track also on the album, but I also recorded the acoustic version as I wanted to show my piano skills. And it makes it kind of soft and soulful because the whole album is very dance, pop, funky. And this song, the video for this song was just made in February in a beautiful warehouse in Stoke Newington in Dalston. Very low production, but it came up beautifully, I think.
And what's the song about?
Well, the song is about staying positive every day. As we know, it's a hustle of daily things, just even missing the sun.
Yes. You won't get much sun over here. That's the one thing about being in the UK. You don't get the sunshine.
You don't get
probably for about 2 days of the year. And then everybody moans about it.
Yeah, I guess so. That's why you can put my album on and then you feel the sunshine all the time.
Thank you.
place to go, but I know when no one can see you are hiding, dreaming to get out of your daily routine and looking for something from inside. Try inside, reach the high. Try inside, reach the high.
Oh, that was brilliant and very hooky as well. You must get people when they hear that, they start to sort of join in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that. That's the whole point, I think, of making songs. Doesn't matter what's the genre. It has to be catchy.
Yeah.
I guess I give it a justice.
Because you can tell you obviously do a lot of gigs.
Yes. Only four this week.
All right. And where are you playing? What sort of, are you doing, do you do covers and then do you do your original
yes.
stuff as well? So you do the covers for, which is... Yes. Earning your living.
Exactly. It's quite strange that you play your covers for quite nice money and then you play your music for nothing. So I play music to pay the music.
Yes.
But I'm lucky. And I guess you have to do that in order to promote yourself.
Yep.
You do have to take the sacrifice of playing for free. You want to be heard. And it's not all about money at the end. There is no price what it feels to your soul. Well, I'm trying to find a manager, but I'm also careful. I mean, you have to choose someone who will like music as much as I do and believe in the music. So it's something that it's kind of ongoing process. It's fine. It will happen when it's supposed to happen. I do have a good friend like Steve who brought me here.
Hello, Steve.
Today.
Yeah.
To meet you. So this is beautiful. It's natural. But by the moment I can handle my gigs, I can handle sending emails, talking to people, and it's fun. It's a great journey.
We're going to talk about the band in a second as well, but you've actually done radio too.
Yes.
Not Radio 2, Radio.
Radio. Yeah. I wish I did a Radio 2. Radio 2, please call me. Yeah. Well, luckily when I was still living in Montenegro, I was working on the National Radio of Montenegro. I was part of the beautiful show called Sedmica, which means the week.
Mm.
And also there is still a jingle going on that I'm singing in English.
Yeah.
You can find it on the YouTube. It sounds really good. Loads of harmonies. I'm sure you will like this.
Yeah.
And it was a brilliant show. I work with such amazing people. And as I said to Laura also, it wasn't a job. It's passion. It's love. It's beautiful. So I feel like here today, I'm at home, second home.
Director of the... Oh, what's this? Come here. Steve's trying to pass me over. You're also the managing director of Montenegro National Airlines.
Yes.
Hey.
Steve... All right, we're going to talk about other personality. Yes, I'm managing Montenegro Airlines in the UK. So I'm not that blonde, I guess.
That's amazing. So you're the head person?
I am. Luckily, I'm working from home, so I got still time. Hopefully, Montenegro Airlines people are not listening to this. But I do have time to do everything. If you put your mind, you can do everything.
Wow.
You can. I love my job.
Mm.
Otherwise, I wouldn't do it. And maybe because I'm doing that job during the day, I have a passion to do music in the evening. So that's, it's great.
That is really good. Do you know what? I'm not a very good flyer, to be quite honest. I don't mind if I have a couple of vodkas before I get on the plane. Then I'm all right.
We should travel together.
Yeah. I'll travel with the director. You must be. I think I'd rather like that. Is that quite a pressurized job?
Not really. No, I've been doing it for the last 10 years on my own, and I think I know what I'm doing now. So it's easy, and it's just you have to be nice, deal with people. That's all, as everywhere in all walks of life. So
with the songwriting, where do you get your inspiration for your lyrics? And also, do you start with piano, guitar, or vocals, or does it?
It really depends. Mm. Like the song I Know that I just played, it's one of the oldest songs, and it was actually made in 10 minutes. Everything came at the same time, the piano, the melody, and the lyrics. It doesn't happen often, but usually I'm more drawn to making the melody, the song, and then I write the lyrics. But there is no rules. Mentioning that, the song Every Day was actually an instrumental, and then my producer told me, "But Milena, it's a beautiful song, you should write some lyrics." And it became the title. So there is no rules, and anything can inspire you. It really depends.
What is one of your favourite songs that you've written that you've just gone, that is brilliant? Because every musician has that moment. They go, that one is brilliant. Yes. Is it an older song or something that's a more...
Well, there is two. So probably it's the one that it's not that commercial. It's called I Won't Give Up. It's got my Montenegrin roots. It starts in 7/8, which is taka ta taka 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 ta taka taka. But then it becomes very jazzy. So I don't know how people approach that, but musically, I like that one. And I also like He, that we will probably listen later on.
Yes, we're definitely going to hear that one. Now, your album was out at the end of last year. So tell us about who's played on the album and how long it took to actually record everything as well.
Right, so the album was actually recorded the other way around. I recorded the album and then I started playing it live.
Yeah.
I was lucky enough to meet... Nikola Nik Kovacevic, who became my friend. He is amazing piano player, a producer, and a songwriter on his own. So actually, it was mostly done with him. Mm. It was just him and me. And then we had Lizabel singing BVs. It was Gerald also. He arranged a few songs, but mostly it was Nikola. So we recorded in his studio. And then once the album was recorded, I knew exactly who I'm going to call to be my live band. So I called friends, who are amazing musicians, and the gigs are happening. The next gig is on the 2nd of May in Underbelly in Hoxton.
Yep.
It's going to be great. If you're free, if you're in London, Hoxton, 2nd of May, 8 o'clock, let's boogie. Bring your dancing shoes.
And have you got a brass? Is there a brass section as well?
No, it won't be a brass section. Nicola is going to do all his tweaks with the keyboard, all the sounds. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So you can just stand and sing, so you're not playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I won't be playing. I need to be out there. I need to boogie.
That's a little bit difficult. That's the thing, isn't it? If you're behind keyboard, you're not going to sneak in one on the keyboard, do you think?
Well, I could play this song live, which I did. I did something like that in a Notting Hill art club. But I think it's nice to stay out there when people are close. I like the interaction with people. I like to look at the eyes, like I'm looking you now, like really staring.
Yeah, I stare at people as well.
I think it's, and more I'm out, then I can show my personality. If I'm behind a keyboard, it restricts me.
Have you found it easier to get your music out there?
Definitely. Yes. As far as I know, the songs have been played in Australia and USA, which is brilliant because I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes, you can find me anywhere. And as you said, there is no restriction.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing to be heard.
Yes.
I guess. And UK market, it's not that big, I guess. Well, it's just Europe, so you can expand yourself.
But we're talking about Jamiroquai.
Well, I know pretty well ex-drummer from Jamiroquai, a good friend of mine, Nick Van Gelder, who is also in my band. Amazing groover. Luckily, really lucky to have him on drums. He might not be with us on the 2nd because he's touring with Roy Ayers in Japan, so he's forgiven.
It's only Roy.
Milena. Well, but usually, yes, he's with us. Nicola is going to be on keys. We have Alex on bass and Lizabel singing all those BVs.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great. It's a little small team, but quite powerful. Always learning from them because each of us, they bring our own style or whatever talent we have. So it's not just one way straight, definitely.
What song would you have liked to have written out of any song that's been written? What's the one song for you?
Oh, everyone who knows me knows that I love Earth, Wind and Fire. So I guess I would like to write a song, turn it into something good. Brilliant, positive song. Yes, I wish I wrote all songs by Earth, Wind and Fire, but maybe that one, like... the one that it's, if I have to choose.
Now, you're all over the internet. You're on Facebook. You're not on Twitter.
I'm not on Twitter. I don't want to be on Twitter. I'm a musician. I don't need to tweet.
See, that's what I was saying to you earlier, Lauren. You shouldn't be on Twitter. I shouldn't be on there at all. I love a bit of Twitter, but it's normally for watching politics and news stories. Not really so much for musicians, is it?
Exactly. I mean, I'm definitely always on Instagram, on Facebook, all the little gigs, big gigs, small gigs, anything. Even this show will be promoted on Facebook. And I think Facebook is still the one that people do follow. Even if you don't like it, I'm sure you're going to see it. So it's good.
And how will people find you?
Well, you can just type Milena, which is M-I-L-E-N-A. And you can put every day. So all the links will come up if you just type Milena every day.
And also the album is out to buy now. You can go and have a look at Milena on her webpage as well, which got some great videos, you singing live with the band, and you've got the video as well for the track up there too, which you were saying earlier, because I had a good look. Lovely website, by the way. I was very jealous when I saw that this morning. as well as the keyboard playing, which again is just, it's like, I appreciate when musicians come in and they just, because you can go anywhere. When you're a keyboard player or a guitarist, if you haven't got backing tracks, you haven't got reliance on it, you just turn up and play.
And you do your thing.
Yes. And the next time you come in, bring the guitar as well.
Yes. I might bring Nick also.
Yeah, but bring as many as you like. Yes. I don't mind.
Yes, there is enough space for all of us.
Thank you very much for coming in. We're going to end on a song today. Tell us about this track.
All right. This is, as I said, one of my favorite tracks. It's called He. I'm playing intro piano here, but Nicola obviously played everything and produced everything. I love it. It's a very personal song. It's about ex-boyfriend that I thought he's the one, but he's not. So at least the good song came out.
Yeah.
I love the piano outro. Nicola just grooving there in a style of Snarky Puppy. So it's a proper funky pop tune. And it's the one that I'm proud to say I wrote this one.
It's lovely to meet you. You've got such a warm personality. You really feel the positivity coming off of you as soon as you came in the studio. And I love the music. And I really hope that I'm going to get Steve to take me to your gig in May. Is that all right, Steve?
Yeah. Yes, please. Brilliant. Yes, you can sing BVs with us.
I'll just sit there. I'm going to have that glass of wine you said. You can't drink. The one thing singers know, you can't drink wine normally and sing. Not if you have five or
well,
six.
Well, Chaka Khan did it. And
she would. She could do anything, Chaka. Thanks very much for coming in. This is from the album Every Day, and this is Milena with the track He. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, Phoenix Radio.